Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska National Guard reports the 176th Wing of the Alaska Air National Guardsmen rescued an injured mountain biker near Girdwood Wednesday. The biker, who was riding an electric bike, was reported to Alaska State Troopers as lost in the vicinity of Upper Winter Creek Trail. Alaska Air National Guard Master Sergeant David Alborn said the Alaska State Troopers requested assistance from the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center and requested assistance from the 176th Wing, who dispatched a 210th Rescue Squadron helicopter and a 212th Rescue Squadron pararescue team. A Girdwood Fire Department ground search and rescue team located the biker before the helicopter arrived, but they were unable to safely transport him due to the terrain. The helicopter crew hoisted down two pararescue teams who packaged and hoisted the biker to the helicopter. The biker was taken to the Province Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage, condition unknown. Sergeant Alborn says planning is key to safely return when venturing into the Alaska wilderness. He says it's important to be familiar with the area and the trails and to properly plan your route. Even for a short trip, be prepared to spend an extended time or even the night if necessary. A Soldotna, Alaska State Trooper canine team responded to a report of a disturbance on Wildlife Avenue in Sterling Thursday the 15th. Upon arrival, an investigation revealed that 26-year-old Jody Lundy of Anchorage walked into an occupied travel trailer. Lundy reportedly was intoxicated and belligerent and refused to leave the travel trailer, according to the online trooper dispatch. Lundy eventually departed the travel trailer, and the female occupant of the travel trailer immediately locked the doors and armed herself with an axe while remaining on the phone with an Alaska State Trooper dispatch. Upon arrival to the scene, Lundy was located in a separate vehicle identified as a Mini Winnie. Investigation revealed Lundy broke into the unoccupied Mini Winnie. Lundy detained the owner, responded, and arrived at the scene identifying the clothes Lundy was wearing as belonging to the burglary victim's daughter and wife. Lundy reportedly ransacked the RV and caused damage inside. An absence check revealed Lundy has a $1,000 outstanding Alaska State Trooper Anchorage warrant for the original charge of first-degree vehicle theft and second-degree theft. Lundy was arrested for fifth-degree criminal mischief, third-degree theft, second-degree trespassing, first-degree burglary, as well as the outstanding warrant. Lundy transported to Wildwood pretrial, where she was processed and remanded without bail. Thousands of Alaskans will be descending to the Kenai and Kisilauf Rivers for the annual personal use dipnet fishery. A mission to fill the freezers with wild Alaskan salmon is a time-honored tradition and fun for Alaskans of all ages. As you gather your nets, coolers, waders, and other supplies for a salmon slaying good time, Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers have a few tips to keep your weekend citation free. Wildlife Troopers advise to park in designated areas only. The beach is open for parking as well as designated parking lots. If you park on the side of the highway or roadway that's marked with no parking signs or you impede traffic, don't be surprised if a trooper leaves a citation for you or your vehicle was towed. Also, make sure that you have the proper permits and a valid fishing license from the Department of Fish and Game. You can purchase those online. Log your fish before leaving the fishing site. Be aware of the personal use fishery boundaries as well as reviewing the current regulations. And to remember to clean up after yourself and dispose of trash in a designated dumpster or haul it out with you.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.